Burnett had a concussion. Tywan Jones had a sprained ankle, and Rashad Jennings had a stinger. Obviously, not our best effort in the first half of the football game. We got beat by a better team today. It was disappointing that we weren't able to play better in the first half of the football game. Really, offensively, we weren't really able to get anything going. Defensively, obviously, that quarterback's really good. I thought there was a couple of times where we had some opportunities to potentially get off the field. I thought they put the throw in there when they needed to, and they were able to convert. And that's the difference between, getting off the field and saving points and giving up points. So there were some positives in the game. Our third block punt of the year I thought was a positive. It was good to see Nick Casa getting a touchdown there at the end of the game. Another young player that's gotten an opportunity to do some things for us. So, disappointing, but we got to move on from it. I'm gonna hold off on that until I get a chance to really watch the tape. We weren't really able to move the ball very well there in the first half of the football game. We moved the ball better later in the game, but we obviously offensively weren't able to get a whole lot going early in the game.
Did your team make progress this
season? I believe it did. I believe it did in a lot of areas. Obviously it didn't in the win-loss column, but I believe there's a lot of areas where we improved. And, I'm sure that'll be something that I'll sit down with Reggie and sit down with Mark Davis, I'm sure, and we'll discuss on the areas where we have improved.
Do you expect conversation with Mark?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when that'll take place. I would expect that here pretty soon that we'll sit down and have a conversation and figure out where we go from here.
So some of the things that have nothing to do with the opposition, like lining up offsides or the center quarterback exchange, it's week 17, still have issues with that stuff.
Yeah, well, we don't need to be snapping the ball on the ground. I mean, we don't need to be making those type of mistakes. I mean, those are the types of mistakes that, kill a football team, especially when you go out here and play a good team like that to turn the ball over on the, whatever it was, 21-yard line. I mean, that's going to that's hard to overcome. I think we had two penalties in the game, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't see the final count, but I thought we were better in that area this week than we had been, the previous few weeks. I do. I expect to be back, and I'm looking for the opportunity to come back. So, but those are decisions that somebody else is going to make. But I expect to be back.
Through all this, have you and Reggie been able to sit down and talk about the future, or would that all be in your next conversation?
Well, listen, we've discussed the future, as we've gone on throughout the season, but. We'll sit down when this is all said and done and we get a chance to sit down and visit. We'll discuss in further depth where we go from here, what the direction of the program is, and what we need to do to get to where everybody wants us to be, and that's a playoff contending team. And I believe that's a possibility. I don't think we're there yet, but we're going to continue to work to get there. Well, absolutely, and like I've said before, and listen, this—I mean, it's just the cards that we have to play with. This will be the first off season where we've got some money that we can go out and try to acquire some free agents to be able to sign some free agent players on our football team that we'd like to keep here, and we'll have a complement of draft choices to go out and begin to build this football team. So, it's been a tough couple of years. It's been a tough couple of years on everybody. It's been a tough couple of years on you guys. It's been a tough couple of years on the fans. It's been a tough couple of years with everybody within the organization. It was something that needed to be done, and we're excited about the future and moving forward.
Coach, where are those drivers? What position do you think you can strengthen?
Well, listen, we've got a lot of areas that we've got to try to improve, and I think As we go through the next couple of months, we'll have the plan formulated as exactly where we want to try to improve our football team through free agency, where we want to try to improve our football team through the draft.
Do you still feel the effort was there in the first half?
There's no question it was there. There's no question. And when you look at, listen, when you look at the tape, guys are flying around, all right? We didn't make enough plays. But, you know, there's no lack of effort. There's no lack of trying. You know, and watch the tape, because that's what the tape says. Well, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, listen, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's maybe the best in our business. I thought he played well. I thought there was a couple of opportunities that we had to make plays, and we weren't able to come up with those plays. They made them when they had the opportunity. You know, there's a couple of throws in there that, you know, we're in great coverage, but he makes a great throw and a great catch, and they convert a first down. You know, and you got to line up again.
Knowing the secondary was kind of put in this game, what was the game plan to attack Manhattan? Was it more blitzes or no?
Well, we mixed it up a pretty good bit. We played some zone, we played some man, we played some zone pressures. You know, again, I thought we mixed it up. I just thought, you know, at the critical situations, we weren't able to make the plays that we needed to make. And we had the one play that, you know, we just had a breakdown in coverage, and, you know, they hit us over the top, and that's the thing that you can't allow to happen. But other than that, we made them throw the ball underneath. We just got to be able to get them on the ground when we do. Yeah, we thought about it, but we thought with the way the game was playing out that we needed to go ahead and let Terrell play and let him finish the game out and see if he could respond. And I thought he responded later in the game and made a few plays.
Denver's been a team that a lot of teams have been able to move on and score some points. Were you surprised at how inert you were on offense in the first half?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was disappointed. I think, you know, we knew going into the game, to have a chance against this team, we were going to have to be able to control the time of possession. So we were going to have to be able to run the ball effectively. We were going to have to be able to control the clock. We were going to need to be able to convert some third downs. And we weren't able to do that, you know. And then, obviously, you know, you can't compound that with the turnover down there on the 21-yard line. So, I was disappointed that we weren't, you know, able to move the ball a little bit better. And, you know, defensively, we gotta find a way to make them have to kick a couple of field goals there instead of scoring touchdowns.
Coach, you talk about the money that's going to be available to South Carolina. Do you think there's quality free agents that are going to want to come here after back-to-back four-win season?
Yeah, I do. And I think, you know, it's our job to go out and identify those guys of who we want to try to bring into this program, and we'll go out and find good quality players that want to come here and want to play and want to be a part of this and want to be a part of building this up the right way in turning this thing around.
You expect to be back, but is there a concern that maybe you won't get to see this thing through? Will that injury your mind at all?
You know, not really. Again, like I said, you know, that's a decision that's made, you know, over my head. I fully expect to get to be back. You know, I fully believe that I deserve the opportunity to come back here and get a chance to, as we've said, you know, go through the deconstruction phase. I want to be part of the rebuilding phase.